Okay, so we're on Daf Yud Chet tonight in Bava Kamma. So we're in the sugya. The Gemara mentioned in the Mishnah yesterday on Daf Yud Zayin is the din of Chatzi Nezek Sroro. So even though regel, in other words, if an animal walks in somebody else's Rishus HaNizak, so the owner of the animal is Chayiv, but there's Halach LaMoshe Sinai that if the animal kicks up, let's say, pebbles, and the pebbles do damage, then the owner and the animal is only chayav chatzi nezek. But then the Gemara mentioned that Sumchus doesn't apparently hold from that halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai. Sumchus holds that you're a chayav nezek shalem. All right? So I'll begin on Yud Zayin Mud Beis, around 2, 4, 6, 8 lines from the bottom. So it says, Tana Rabbanan, we learned the Braisa. If chickens were like kind of nipping or chewing away at the rope that was holding a bucket, and then the bucket got loose, and then the dli crashed down. So they're chayav nezek. So here what it means, the way, and this is the way that Rav Leibowitz explained it, was that's natural. That's natural that chickens chew away at things. And so it's like regel, so the chayav nezek shalem. Now this price is brought in because it's going to relate to the sugya that's coming up. We're around 6 lines from the bottom on Yud Zayin Beis. So by Rava poses the following question: Durasal kli below shibarto. Let's say an animal presses against a kli and does not break it, v'nigdal, and the kli rolls to another location, v'nishbar, and then it breaks. Mahu. So the issue, the topic the Gemara is getting into, is again before you walk in, we spoke about Chatzi Nezek Sroro. Chatzi Nezek Sroro is where something's kind of removed from the nezek. In other words, the animal's walking, so what it steps on is chayav nezek shalem. But if it kicks up a pebble and shoots the pebble to another location, so then you're chayav chatzi nezek. So here the Gemara has sort of like an in-between case, which the Gemara is trying to touch up. If the animal's walking and the animal, instead of breaking the kli, and it doesn't kick up a pebble, but it pushes the kli and then the kli rolls and crashes and breaks, so is that like the sroro, or is that like nezek shalem? Where does that fit into the scenario? In other words, with chatzin and sroro, there's another object. In other words, you hit the object A and object A hits object B. Here you're hitting object A, but A breaks, but A doesn't break right here.
No
But break, right, there is no B. So let's see back on the Gemara. So by Rabbi Durasal Cleve Loshi Barto, Vinikal Gilamakumacher Vinishbar Mahu, Batar Azlina. Do we say we view it like from the initial impact and the animal touched it and Mela, that's it, so it's Chayav Nezek Shalem? O Dilma Batar Tavar Mana Azlina Usroninu. Or do we say that we view it like not from the initial impact, that the final crash took place, let's say, 2 minutes later, and we associate it more with Sroro, more like Sroro. So the Gemara says, Tifshut Lemi Derabba. So the Gemara says we should be able to deduce the answer to this question from Rabba's halacha. Now again, Rava with an aleph. 1 second, Rava with one. Well, thank you. Okay, Rava with an aleph is the one who posed the question. And then Rabba with a hey has halacha. Like Michael was saying, Rabba was Rabba's Rebbe. So he says, the Amar Rabba, Zarak Kli Mirosh Hagag. If somebody, this is a human throws a keli from the rooftop, Ubacher b'shibra makel, and somebody, in other words, while the object is heading down, somebody takes a bat and breaks it on the way down. So it was going to crash, but before it crashed, somebody broke it. And Ray Lewis was saying Makel is really a stick, but he said, like people say a bat, we're Americans and stuff like that. So Patur. So the Gemara says that the one who took the bat and bashed it is Patur. The Imrinale, because we would say, let's say it's Reuven's kli. So we say to Reuven, Mana Tefira Tavar. In other words, he broke something that was already like broken. In other words, this thing was like, it didn't have a long life left to it. So what he broke was already a done deal. So he says, so if that's the case, so that's our case. In other words, one case we're talking about an animal, and case about a human, but it's the same idea. In other words, let's say it's Yaakov's kli, And then Reuven is throwing the kli off the roof, and Shimon takes the bat and hits it. So we say to Yaakov, it was a broken kli because Reuven had already set it in motion. So that's the same thing with the animal. He kicks up the kli and rolls somewhere and crashes. So we're saying mana tvira tavor. So the word says, you're right, it is the same thing. Rabba pshitale, Rabba, it was pashut to Rabba, that was the halacha. The Rabba mivayale, Rabba wasn't so sure what the halacha was. So the Gemara is going to try to tighten it up according to Rabba. We're going to try to prove up what the halacha would be. In other words, Rabba's statement is clear, but Rabba didn't necessarily accept what Rabba was saying. And Rabbi Leibowitz said that the Rif paskens like Rabba. Okay, so now the Gemara is going to try to bring proofs that relate to Rabba's question. Again, the animal's walking and it hits an object and then it rolls and then it crashes. So Tashman, so we bring a proof, or we attempt to bring proof from the following brisa. The brisa says, Hidus ena muad. If an animal, a bird, let's say chicken, it's hopping, it's on an object, ena muad. It's not muad. So we think it means that that would be chatzi nezek. That's what we think. It was jumping on something. Muad. Some say it is muad. So the Gemara says he just saw kadaitav. In other words, we think right now he's jumping on an object and maybe breaking it. So the Gemara says, do you really think that? That in other words, if he's jumping on the object, that's what chickens do all the time. So it wouldn't be any, having me to say chatzi nezek, that would be nezek shalem. Ilav. Hidus fahitis. Is it not that the Bryce is really talking about what we're talking about? That the bird jumped on an object and now the object is, going into a different direction and crashing. If that's the case, so the Bryce is speaking to the same issue that Rava had posed his question. Uvahakimiflagi, we think that the machloket in the Bryce is on this following issue. Damar Savar Batar Mikarazlinan, that the second opinion says Hareza Muad. That we think is Nezek Shalem, and that we think would be me, Karaz Lidan. We look at, like, from the original act, in other words, like the animal, sure, he set it in motion, but it's like with Rabbit, like throwing the thing off the roof, and he says, me, Karaz Lidan. Umar Savar, Barta Tabarbanazin, whereas the first opinion that says, Eino Muad, we think would be Chatzi Nezek, and Mela, he's holding that it's not a done deal, it's just like Sroro. That's what we think.
Right.
So if that's the case, so then Rabba's question would be machloket tanoim. So the Gemara says, lo. So the Gemara says, no, not necessarily the case. Top line on Yud Sedamud Aleph. The Hitis Tzururot, the Tugit of Simchas Rabbanon Kamiflugi. We could say the Brisa is talking about a different case. The Brisa is talking about it was Tzururot. In other words, like that the animal, the chicken, right, it jumped on things, it caused Tzururot to shoot out, and then it destroyed it. And they're right, exactly right. He says, and so what's the machloket in the Braisa? Look at the Simchas Rabbanan. So I mentioned this at the beginning of today's shiur. So in yesterday's daf, you had the Mishnah says if an animal's walking and it kicks up pebbles, so it's and then the pebbles damage it clearly. So it's halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai that it's chatzi nezek, but Simchas doesn't agree or doesn't hold from that halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai. He holds nezek shalem. So that being the case, so that would be the Braisa would be saying. He just ain't a muad that if the animal kicks up, the pebbles and it's still chatzin nezek, and the yeshamrim nareza muad, that would be like some of us. So, but that doesn't help us with our situation. So the second line now on Yud Chet Amud Aleph. So Tashma. So now the Gemara goes back to the brisa which we quoted at the beginning of today's daf. Tashma tarnagolim shumachatzin bechevel dli. If tarnagolim were like, biting or nipping at the rope. With a bucket, hevel, and then the rope breaks, hadli, and then the bucket crashes and breaks. So one way to learn it is that the bucket is suspended in the air, and then the chickens are nipping away at the bucket, and then or whatever it crashes and it breaks. Or the other way would be that the bucket like rolls away and crashes. So he says mishalmin nezek shalim. So the Tana of the Brice says they have nezek shalim. So the Gemara says, Shmamina batar me'ikara azlinan. So we think this is a similar case. In other words, they set the bucket in motion, and then the bucket crashes, and the Tana says, Yochai nezek shalem. So that we think would be the same case, that we think. So the Gemara says, Tirgama achevel. So the Gemara says, not mukhrach, you could say, when the Braisa says it's chayv nezek shalem, it's for the rope. That the person is paying for, not for the dli. So it's something about the rope, and the keli would be something different. So the Gemara says, "Vachemel," but the Gemara says, "Wait a second, that the and the Gemara is coming to like a fundamental question. If the chickens are like biting away at the rope, the Gemara says that would be mishuna. In other words, it's a little like shame. In other words, animals they eat food and things like that. But if it's mishuna, it's like Karen. It should be chatzin nezek. Even if it's the rope, it should be chatzin nezek." So the Gemara says, "Demalus belisha." No, the rope is like for schmutz with dough. In other words, for some reason, the rope, but there's like dough around it, so it's a very attractive thing to the chicken. So that's normal. So the Gemara says, so our original pshat, l'chora, I mean, we're deflecting the proof. So the proof, so it could be the Tana's talking about the chayav for the rope. But the Gemara says, v'ha nishbar d'li katani. But the Tana of the Braisa says, in other words, mechatzin mechevel d'li, v'nifsak hachevel fine. But Benishbar Hadli. So it sounds like that we are talking about that. Yela Sumchashi. So the Gemara says, no, I could still say this Braisa is reflecting the opinion of Sumchas. Now, Sumchas, the Amar, Sroot Nezek Shalem Mishalem. So Sumchas holds that Sroot is always Nezek Shalem. So it doesn't make a difference if it's direct, indirect. It would be Nezek Shalem according to Sumchas. He holds Sroot is Nezek Shalem. So that's not going to be a proof for us. Is Sumchas Ema Seifa. If the Braisa is going like Sumchas, let's do the Seifa of the Braisa and see if it fits in. Again, Sumchas holds that there is no din of Chatzin Nezek Sroro. If an animal walks, he kicks up pebbles, and then it crashes and breaks a clay, you're Chayiv Nezek Shalem. That's what Sumchas holds. So he rejects the Mishnah. So he says, our Mishnah. He says, Is Sumchas Ema Seifa. Nitaz Mimenu. Shibair. So the Braisa continues and says, let's say Kli Aleph breaks, and then Kli Aleph had a shard. In other words, the chicken is nipping away at the rope. The rope breaks. Then the Keli bread falls and crashes. Then that Keli, we'll call Kli Aleph, that breaks. Then Kli Aleph, a piece of Kli Aleph shoots off, and that breaks another Keli, Keli Beis. So the Braisa says, Nitaz Menushever, Ala Nezek Shalem, So the Tana Braisa says that the owner of the chicken is chayav for Kli Aleph, Nezek Shalem. But for Kli Beis, he's only chayav Chatzin Nezek. And if the Braisa goes like Sumchus, which is the way that we wanted to say initially to deflect the proof, Mi Itle Chatzin Nezek, he doesn't hold from Chatzin Nezek. So it can't be that it's going according to Sumchas. So B'chi Tema, Shani Le the Sumchas, Be'nezek Koko, Lekoach Koko. So the Gemara has a fallback position. Maybe it could be like Sumchas, and perhaps even Sumchas makes the difference between Nezek Koko, Lekoach Koko. In other words, each case we're getting more removed from the original, action. In other words, maybe even Sumchas says there's a difference between Koko, in other words, with the animal. Kicks a kli, then the kli breaks, and then that kli shoots off a piece of the kli, and that breaks another kli. Maybe that's koach koko. Maybe even Sumchus would say that that would be a chatzin nezek. Maybe that would be the case. So the Elaha debai Rabashi, but Rabashi posed the following question: koach koko l'sumchus k'koko dami olav k'koko dami. So Rabashi had this question: what does Sumchus hold in that case if it's like a piece of the kli that breaks off and hits another kli? So tishutle. Lav kikoko dami. So he, why does Rav Ashi even have the question? He's got a raya mukhrechet from this brisa. If the way we're saying the brisa is correct, if this brisa is like Sumchus, and the brisa is saying the furash, the Sumchus would hold that koko is not the same as koko. So since Rav Ashi does not bring a proof from this brisa, elav rabbanim. So then we're forced to go back, which is the way we wanted to say initially. That our Braisa reflects the opinion of the Chachamim. The Chachamim do hold from Chatzin Nezek Sroro, but notwithstanding that, they say when the chicken, chews away at the rope and then the kli breaks, you're Chayiv Nezek Shalem. So Shemamina Batar Meikara Azunan. So if that would be the case, then we have a proof to Rabba's question that we go Batar Meikara. We look at the original action and you're Chayiv Nezek Shalem. So Amar Bibi Barabai. Now the Gemara deflects that proof. Amar Abibi Bar Abaye, the Ka'azil Mine Mine. The Braisa could be talking about where the chicken kept pushing the Keli along. So again, the Keli, in other words, the fact pattern doesn't have to be that they chewed away at the rope and then the thing fell down and broke. It could be that maybe the thing was lying on the ground, let's say on a slope, and then he chewed away at the rope, and then it kept no one does no no was pushing the keli along, pushing the keli along, so that when the keli finally broke, it was from the direct koach of the animal. So then it's not probative of our issue. Okay, that's that first piece. Okay, so let's just summarize what we did, and we'll take questions, comments, and thoughts. Okay, so the basic idea, the basic yisod we learned is Mishnah yesterday. Patsy Nezik Sroro. If an animal's walking, so if regel Rishus HaNizak is Chayav Nezik Shalem, but the Mishnah taught us yesterday that there's a din Halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai of Chatzi Nezik Sroro. If the animal's walking and kicks up pebbles, and then the pebbles break a keli, then you're Chayav Chatzi Nezik. But then we learned in the Gemara, you learned in the Gemara yesterday, the Gemara quoted a number of braises, that Sumchus doesn't accept that Halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai, and Sumchus holds you're Chayav Nezik Shalem, even with Sroro. Then we had the case with Rava. Rava asked, what would be if the animal is walking and then comes into contact with the keli and then pushes the keli and then the keli eventually crashes and breaks? So is that nezek shalem? Assuming within the sheets of the chachamim who do hold from chatzi nezek sroro, within the sheet of the chachamim holds from nezek sroro. So is that case like the chatzi nezek case, which is a little bit more removed from the initial, or is that, or is it batar meikara as linan? So that was the question. The Gemara tried different proofs. The Gemara wasn't able to come to a clear answer. But as I said earlier, and this is from Rav Leibowitz, so Rabba did paskin. Rabba said it was batar meikara, and indeed he b'chayv nezek shalem, and that's really the way the Rif paskins. Okay, who's got questions, comments, or thoughts on anything we've done so far? So this I don't know how to answer. That I don't know how to answer. All right. Any other questions, comments, thoughts? All right. Then go on. All right. Let's see back in the Gemara. Okay. So we're around 20 lines down on Yud Chet Amud Aleph near the asterisk. Okay. By Rava posed the question: Chatzi Nezek Sroro Migufo Mishalem or Mialiyah Mishalem? Now again, if we think this over, where do we come into Chatzi Nezek? So that's with Karen. With Karen, so Karen according is chayav even Rosh Hashanah person's chayav for Karen, and Karen, if it's a short time, so you only chayav chatzin and the chatzin is only mikufo from the animal, or the recovery is limited to the value of the animal. That's how it works with Karen. So how does this work with chatzin sroro? Chatzin sroro is sort of like comes under regel. But it's chatzin nezek. So is it chatzin nezek, and it's even mi'aliyah? In other words, even from the person's other assets, so he's not limited to the animal, and that would fit in with regel. Or is it more like Karen, and then it's only migufos? So that's the way it's coming. So by Rabbi chatzin sroro, migufo mishalem u'liyah mishalem. Migufo mishalem, the lowashkan chatzin nezek the mishalem. You always say it's migufo, you're limited to the value of the animal. Because we never see that Chatzi Nezek gets Mi'aliyah. Mi'aliyah means Meitav, you from all the assets. O Dilma, Mi'aliyah Mishalem. Or maybe I'll say no, that Chatzi Nezek is even Mi'aliyah. Lo Ashkan, Ke'orchei, the Mishalem Migufei. This is Ke'orchei, in other words, that's a derech of an animal to walk and kick up things, and we don't see that it's Ke'orchei, that Mishalem Migufo. In other words, Karen is Mishuna. Karen is Mishuna, in other words, when the animal does it. And so that's the question. All right. So the Gemara says Tashma. So now the Gemara brings back this Braitha that we quoted earlier in today's daf, yesterday's daf. Tashma, Hidus Enumuad. The Braitha says if an animal, like a chicken, is jumping up and down on a keli, it's not Muad, which we think would be Chatzin Nezek. And some say it would be Nezek Shalom, we think. So the Gemara says, "He does salkadaita." Would you think that the animal's jumping up and down? There's a machloket whether it's chatzi nezek or nezek shalem. In other words, if it's jumping up and down, that's regel, and that's the way you normally would do things. No love, he does behitis. Is it not that it was jumping up and down, and then it set the object in motion, and then it went off somewhere? But so, in other words, this would be a case of sroro. Or vehitis could be that it set a pebble in motion, or something like that. It could be vehitis that it set a pebble in motion and damaged the kli. Uvahak. So we think the machloket that's set forth in the Brisa would be on the following issue. Man damar einu mu'ad, the one says einu mu'ad, in other words, mu'ad and einu mu'ad doesn't mean chatzi nezek and nezek shalom. They both hold it means chatzi nezek. Einu mu'ad means that it's going to be like that it's only migufo. He says, einu mu'ad, it's like a tam. Einu mu'ad k'savra migufo mishalom. So the one who says einu mu'ad, he holds that your recovery is limited to the animal itself. Umandamar mu'ad, the one who says mu'ad doesn't mean nezek shalem, like I said originally, it means also chatzi nezek, k'savra mi'aliyah mishalom. And so if that's the case, so then Rava's question is really machloket tanayim, and we have the two opinions in the Brisa. So the Gemara says, no, that's not necessarily what the Brisa is talking about. I could say the Brisa is talking about the Pilta the Sumchus for Rabbanim Kenetzugi, but the Brisa is reflecting the Machlok, the Sumchus and the Chachamim, and it is like you're setting a pebble in motion. So the one that says Chatzin Nezek would be like the Chachamim, and the Shalom is like Sumchus, but it's not probative. When Rav is asking Chatzin Nezek within the Sheet of the Chachamim, is that Mikufa? That doesn't help us in any way. Okay? All right, now the next piece of the Gemara. Now this whole Gemara gets very complicated. I'm going to do the best I can what we got, okay? So let's take a look. I'm doing the best I can. Okay, now Tashma. So the Gemara quotes another Braisa. Hakelev shnatal charara. A dog took a biscuit. Well, now the biscuit also had like coals, and it was on embedded in it on the bottom side of the biscuit. So I got food, and I have like little pieces of coal. Or a coal, hakelev shnatal charara, balach gadish, and then the dog went to a pile of wheat, va'achal charara, and then the dog ate the biscuit, v'hidlik and then he burnt down the whole gadish. So he says al charara. So the Bryce, Tana the Bryce says for the biscuit, mishal nezek shalim. That seems pretty straightforward. Shein nezek shalim, v'al gadish mishal chatzin nezek. For the gadish, he, the owner of the dog, that is going to pay chatzi nezek. So my taima la mishum dahavi throrot. Is it not because the Gemara thinks that that's like throrot? In other words, he puts something in motion. The dog does, and then it goes to the gadish, and then it burns it down. B'taniyah law, and in the brisa, I don't know if this first thing was a brisa or a mishnah. One thing. It was Mishnah. I'm sorry. So I should have said Mishnah. Okay, let me just one second. One second.
No.
Yeah, it's a Mishnah. Yeah, it's a Mishnah. Okay. So.
That's wrong. Taking it and out and putting it down directly on the
Yeah.
He didn't have the coin.
Yeah. No. Well, he has the biscuit, and then the coal is embedded in the bottom of the biscuit. But in other words, the animal is, in other words, the animal is taking it, like this object, the coal, let's say, is moving from place A to place B. So that's like Sroro. That's what it's saying. Okay, so now it says here. So it's back in the Gemara. Where B'Taniela? Where is it? He says. Yeah, but Tanya Allah, we learned the Brisa concerning this Mishnah, Bishalim Chatzin Nezek Migufo. So the Brisa says the Chatzin Nezek is Migufo. So Migufo means your recovery is limited to the value of the dog. So then that should answer the question. That's Migufo. So the Gemara says Vitispara. Does that make sense, that Hesber? So the Reb Lazar, Nezek Shalom Migufo Miyashkan. Now, the Brisa also elaborates, so we don't have it in front of us here on the daf, that the Tana Reb Lazar, and Reb Lazar would have to be Reb Lazar ben Shamua, holds that the owner of the dog pays nezek shalem migufe. He pays nezek shalem migufe, limited to the value of the dog. So something doesn't fit in here because nobody in the world that we're familiar with holds that sroro, that if you're paying nezek shalem for sroro, you're limited to gufo. In other words, there is Sumchus holds that sroro is nezek shalem, but it's from Meitav. Nobody holds that Sroro is Nezek Shalem Migufo. So he says here, the Tana Reb Lazar in the Brisa says that the owner of the dog is Chayiv Nezek Shalem, but Migufo, but his but but his liability or recovery is limited to the value of the dog. So we don't know any opinion that would hold that way. So the Gemara says, "Mi ashkechan." So the Tisbra, the Reb Lazan, and Shalom Gufay, "Mi ashkechan." Ella. So the Gemara says, rather, the Gemara again. Initially, we thought we had a raya from this brisa to help us with katsi nezek tzoro that it's migufo. But now the Gemara is like changing the pshat in the brisa, and the proof will disappear. Ella kagon. We think now that the pshat in the brisa is the shani b'hagachelet, that the dog did a shinui with the gachelet, like maybe it took the coal in its mouth and brought it over. In other words, initially it was taking the biscuit in the mouth, but maybe it had the coal in the mouth and brought it over. But in other words, it's doing whatever it's doing with the shinui. That means, and that means it's going to be Karen, right? He says, Reb Lazar, Savar like Rabbi Tarfon, and the Tana Reb Lazar holds like Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbi Tarfon holds that Karen is Mishalem. Nezek Shalem, the Amar Meshuna Karen Bechatzer, and he said Nezek Shalem Meshalem. Then you pay Nezek Shalem. He says, so that's what we think is going on. So he says, well, that's what it means, Migufo, right, Migufo. So he says, the Gemara says, Velohi, but that's not true. The Gemara says, so if that's the case, then we don't have any proof. So the Gemara says, Velohi, that's not necessarily the case in the Braisa. My time of Mukhmad like Rebbe Tarfon. Why did you say the brisa has to be like Rabbi Tarfon? Mishum Nezek Shalem. You said because it's Nezek Shalem, so we don't know anybody that holds Nezek Shalem Igufo when it comes to Tzorot. So we went with the Karen, and then we locked into Rabbi Tarfon. So the Gemara says, Reb Lazar Savar Kesumchas Damar Tzorot Nezek Shalem Shalem. No, we could say it's talking about Tzorot, but Reb Lazar was like Sumchas said that it's Nezek Shalem for Tzorot. He says, Besavar like Rabbi Yehuda, but in addition to which, he holds like the Tana Rabbi Yehuda, the Amar, Satamut B'Makoma Omedet. Now, this opinion of Rabbi Yehuda is coming up later on. The Tana Rabbi Yehuda holds that when you pay Nezek Shalim, in other words, an animal was Tam, then it became a Muad. When you're paying Nezek Shalim a Muad, so the Tana Rabbi Yehuda holds that the first 50%, you're limited to Gufo. And then the rest, in other words, the Muad is built on top of the Tam. So that even though Muad is, from Meita, from the Aliyah, but that's only from the 50% line to the 100% line. For the first 50%, you're limited to be Gufo. So the Gemara wants to say, so we have a way now to explain this Braisa. It'll be talking about Strorot, but it won't be talking about the Chatzin. Again, our question was, by the Chatzin Nezek Tzoro. We're not going to talk about the Chatzin Nezek Tzoro. We could say it's going with that where Reb Lazar says it's going to be talking about the Nezek Shalem. But Reb Lazar will be holding like Sumchus, who holds that Tzoro is Nezek Shalem. And he'll also hold like Rabbi Yehuda, Tzatim Lekolomedet. The Chikatanami Gufo, and when the Tana of the Brisa says, or what the Tana says, Yerchayev Migufo, Atzat Tamad. It only means on that first 50%, it would be Migufo. So that's an alternate explanation of the Brisa. So Amalei Rav Sama Bereid Rav Ashi Ravina, Emer Deshamet Leid Rav Yehuda, Betam and Asamuad. So this opinion of Rav Yehuda, it's nice that you put everything together, but we only know Rav Yehuda is talking about a situation where the animal starts off as a Tam, then it becomes a Muad. So the first 50% is Tam, and the 50% is Muad. The Muad Mithilato, but with Srorod, that's Srorod is from the get-go. In other words, Srorod is the way Srorod is. In other words, according to the Chavim, it's Chasi Nezek Srorod, and according to some folks, it's Nezek Shalem. It's never a Tam. He says, the Muad Mithilato, turn page to the top line on Yud Chan Beis, Mi Shamet Lei. Elo, the Gemara says, Ki Kama Reb Lazar Nezek Shalem. So the Gemara says, what did Reb Lazar mean when you say Nezek Shalem? To go and yaed, that now the Gemara wants to introduce the idea that maybe with Chatzin Nezek Srorod, that there could be like different levels of Chatzin Nezek Srorod. He was warned with it. Uvaha kemiflagi. So maybe the machloket is like this. Mar Savar Yesh Ha'adah Srorod. That one opinion holds that you could be warned for Srorod. In other words, your animal keeps walking along, your animal keeps picking up stones, keeps damaging things. And then he gets warned. So one opinion holds, now you moved up, and now you're Chayiv Nezek Shalem. That would be like Reb Lazar. Umar Savar, Ein Hadav L'Srorot. And one holds that there is no Hadav L'Srorot. So let's just think for a second. All right, well, let's go slowly. One second. So we started off with this dog, and then the dog brought the biscuit over, and the Gemara ends up saying that it's Sroro'd. And then the Braisa says he's going to pay Chatzi Nezek Migufo. He's going to, right. So that would resolve our question that Rava had posed, is Chatzi Nezek Migufo. Then the Gemara went with other Hezbeirim with it. Then the Gemara came back to say, Taka, it could be talking about Sroro. And then Rav Lazar also says in the Braisa that he's going to pay Nezek Shalim Migufo. So the Gemara ends up saying it could be talking about Sroro. And the issue is when Reb Lazar says it's paying Nezek Shalem, he's saying that it was became like was worn. In other words, it was worn. It became like a repeat offender with Sroro'd, and he holds it get jacked up to Nezek Shalem. And the other one holds there's no Hadar with Sroro'd. So let's just see 1 second. Okay, 1 second. Yeah, so it sounds like the Gemara where we're at right now, it sounds like we would have a proof that it's Migufo. That's the way it sounds like. It sounds like that there would be Migufo for the Nezek Shalem and even for the Chatzi Nezek, and it sounds like the Chatzi Nezek throw would be Migufo. That's the way it sounds like. That's where we're at right now. All right, everybody good? Correct. So as far as we know, he holds the, with Sumchus, simple shot, he holds it's Me'aliyah. And then, right. Right. All right. All right. I'm going to move on. Okay. All right. Now, let's take a look. Okay. Now. Okay. Now, on line four. Okay. Line four in Yudhchenu Beis. So the Gemara says, Elahad by Rava. So the Gemara says, but Rava posed the question. This is like a tangential issue. Yesh hadal tsroro, ein hadal tsroro. So is there such a thing as muad by tsroro? In other words, just like by Karen, I can get jacked up between Tom and muad. So by tsroro, you know, is there like tsroro starts up a chatzi nezek? Can that get jacked up to be like a nezek shalim? So either Rabbanan, ein. So the Gemara says, so Rava posed that question, but isn't, don't we have a straight answer now from the Braisa we just discussed, or the Braisa, or we, the Mishnah and the Braisa about with this dog?
Can you warn it? That's a question.
And you can warn, but does the warning have halakhic implication? In other words, just by Karen get warned, now it's what? So the same thing by Tzora. So Rabbi posed that question. He says, "By Rabbi, you should tell Tzora and Shadal Tzora. Either Rabbanan, when it's the Rabbanan, means the Tanakama that was mentioned in the Mishnah, ain't Adal Tzora. Either Reb Lazar or Yesh Adal Tzora. So that's the answer." So Amalek Rava, Rava would say to you, Kimibayli the Didi, Alibid Rabbanan to plead the Sumchus. When I asked whether you can have a muad for Tsrorod, I meant like the Chachamim in our Mishnah, who are Mechulak on Sumchus. Abal Hacha, here he says, you know, in the previous discussion, Bain the Rabbanan, Bain the Reb Lazar, Kisumchus Sphira Luhu, Damar Tsrorod Nezek Shalim Mishalim. So he says, I could understand the Mishnah and Reb Lazar as only being within the Shita of Sumchus, so you pay Nezek Shalem. But Tama Mayamur Rabban and Chatzi Nezek, and why did the Chachamim say that it's only Chatzi Nezek then? In other words, in the Mishnah, the dog takes the biscuit, and then he eats the biscuit, and he sets the coal on the Gadish burns down, and the Chachamim say, you're Chayav Chatzi Nezek. So Rav is saying, I could say that's within the Shita of Sumchus who holds that Sroid, and we said it's Sroid, and he's paying Nezek Shalem. So what did they pay Chatzi Nezek? The Shani below Iyayid. So he says, because the Gemara wants to say that the dog's conduct was mashuna. In other words, it wasn't like the normal tsrorod. You could say that it took the coal in its mouth, whatever, and did it, and below a yid, and it wasn't warned about it. Uva plugta derbi tarfon v'rabanan kamifligi. And it's subject to the matlos derbi tarfon l'chamim. So retarfon, it's Karen. Almost when you say mashuna, we're talking about Karen. And this matlos derbi tarfon l'chachamim, if I have Karen, in the Rishus HaNizak, am I Chayav Chatzi Nezek or Nezek Shalem? And that's the Machloket. So the Gemara says, Eimur Deshamat Leh Rabbi Tarfo Nezek Shalem Migufo Mishamat Leh. So the Gemara says, so I know Rabbi Tarfo holds Nezek Shalem, but did I ever see the Rabbi Tarfon holds it's Mikufo, which is the way we're explaining the Blazar, in? He says, yeah. Meheicha Maitila, where does Rabbi Tarfon know that you pay, that Karen pays Nezek Shalem in the Rishus on Yizak? In other words, he, Rabbi Tarfon, learns a Kavah Chomer. If we see that he agrees that the Torah says that Karen in Rishus HaRabim is Chatzi Nezek, that's clear, the Torah says that. Rabbi Tarfon is a Kavah Chomer, if it's in the Rishus HaRabim, you're Chayiv Chatzi Nezek, and I assume it means like this, that Shein of a regular, nothing in the Rishus HaRabim, then in the Rishus HaYachid, where Shein a regular, Chayiv, so certainly Karen should be Chayiv Nezek Shalem in the Rishus, on Yizak, according to Rabbi Tarfon. So he's learning a Kavah Chomer from Rishus HaRabim. So the Gemara says, "Dayu lavo min adin liyo kenidon." So if I'm learning B from A, B can't be more chamor than A. So A, Karen Rishus HaRabim, was limited to Gufo. The Chatzi Nezek from the Karen is Migufo. So then the Nezek Shalim in the Rishus HaNizak should also be Migufo. So the Gemara says, "But Rabbi Tarfon late Dayo." Rabbi Tarfon doesn't hold, but Rabbi Tarfon doesn't hold from Dayo. Meaning, in this halacha, if Rabbi Tarfon will be learning Dayo, then Karen can't be more than Chatzi Nezek or Shusanizak. In other words, I started off with the Kavah Chomer. Karen is Chayav Chatzi Nezek or Shusarabim. And from there, when I learn Kavah Chomer, it should be Nezek Shalom or Shusanizak. But Dayu Lavo Min Adin means that which I'm learning now can't be more chamor than my source material. So my source material is Chatzi Nezek. So obviously, he, Rabbi Tarfon, doesn't hold from Dayo. So we're trying to fit this in and say, how could it be? In other words, we know that the opinion that holds that it's Nezek Shalom is Migufo, so he's saying it's like with Rabbi Tarfon, and Rabbi Tarfon learned it from Karen, but he doesn't hold from Dayo. So he says, so the Gemara says, Ki lele Dayo, hecha demifrit Kavah Chomer. Yeah, Rabbi Tarfon doesn't learn Dayo if it's going to destroy the Kavah Chomer. So in Achinam, he learns the Kavah Chomer, and he learns Nezek Shalom, he's not going to learn Dayo for that. But hecha demifrit Kavah Chomer, but where he's going to learn something out, and it won't destroy the underlying Kavah Chomer, it lay Dayo, he will hold from Dayo. All right, that was it. That was the most difficult part of today's daf. All right. Any questions, comments, thoughts on anything we did so far? Yeah, so it means like this. Dialovo min adin liyo kenidon means if I'm learning B from A, in other words, if it's true by A, kavah chomer by B. Right.
You can pick up a 50-pound weight. Okay, so you can certainly pick up 25-pound weight, but it doesn't mean you can pick up 100.
All right.
I can't learn more.
All right. So, right, if I'm learning B from A, if I'm learning B from A, so it's true by A, certainly it's by B, but B can't be more chamor than A. That's dialoboman and delikilikinidon. So the Gemara says that here, that we're learning that Karen in the Rishus HaRabim, which is Chatzi Nezek, according to Rabbi Tarfon, according to everybody, that's only Migufo. So we want to say, so Kavah Chomer, so he learns it from there, and that's his source, so it's going to also be Migufo in the Rishus HaNizak. Yeah, but the Gemara says, but Rabbi Tarfon, the holds, like, he doesn't hold from Dayal of Omen and then Kiyot and Nidon. In other words, so the Gemara says, yeah, but he doesn't learn that when...
If he did that,
in other words, if it would destroy his whole Kavah Chomer, he's not going to die. In other words, dialogue, it's not going to be more chamor than his source material. So if the original source is Migufo, the thing he's learning out is going to be Gufo. Fine. But Rabbi Tarfon doesn't hold from Dio because we see that he learns it's Nezek Shalem. Yeah, he doesn't learn Dio if he's going to destroy the whole Kavah Chomer. If he won't destroy the whole Kavah Chomer, he'll learn Dio. Okay? All right, that's good. All right, any other questions, comments, or thoughts? All right, let's see. All right. All right, now we'll do the rest of the daf. We'll go slower with this part now, and we'll see how it goes. Okay, now, let's take a look. Okay, so we're five lines above where it gets wide on Yud Chet Amud Aleph. Okay, Gufa, so earlier we quoted in the Gemara by Rava. Rava posed the question, Yesh ha'adah l'sroorot o'ein ha'adah l'sroorot. So, means, if you have an animal, it keeps kicking up pebbles and destroying kalim. So if you're warned about this and warned about it and warned about it, so you get jacked up and now become a mu'ad. Right. So the Karen Mindamina lay, do we compare Chatzi Nezek's road to Karen, which is both also Chatzi Nezek? He says, Odilma told of the regal. Or do we say, no, it's a told of regal. So So yeah, so regel is muad from the get-go. In other words, regel, you maxed out. There is no tam and muad by regel. So what it is, it is. It doesn't. It just doesn't change. No. Let's go back. So it means if I say that the halacha of Shemisin is chatzi nezik srorod, there is no tam. There is no muad for it. That's what it is. It's chatzi nezik. So it's not muad. But if I say it's a total of keren, then it could be a muad, and the whole halacha could change. Okay. Okay. So tashma. Now the Gemara comes back to the Brisa for the third time, which we had tonight. Hidus ena muad. It says if the chicken is jumping on the keli, we think it means that it breaks the keli. It's not muad. Yishmer raise a muad. So we think it means it's not chatzin nezek. And some say it's not nezek shalem. Some say it is nezek shalem. So hidus sakadaitak. What I think it's like hidus that jumps up and breaks the keli. That should be like regal, it should be nezek shalom across the board. Elahidus vehitis. It means it jumped up and down and it shot off a pebble and it broke the keli. So my love, known to Ava, tlat zimne. Is it not that the Bryce is talking about where the chicken has done this three times in the past? It's like always doing this. He says, uvahakim ifliki. So then the machloket in the Bryce would be as follows. Mar sabar yesha ada, that the tzad that said that muad. I mean, here we don't say muad nezek shalem. So the opinion says that it's muad holds there's hada. That's it. You know, like three strikes, you're out. He says umar sabar in hada. And then the first opinion says no, it's not muad. Means that you stay where you are. That's chatzin nezek. So if that's the case, then we have a resolution to our question. Lo, so the Gemara says no, not buchrat that way. It could be bechadzin. It could be the price he's talking about. The animal did it once. It shot off and broke something. Who've applied to some chus for rabban and kamifligi, but the machloket is with some chus and the chachamim, whereas one holds like some chus that's nezek shalem, and one holds like the chachamim is chasi nezek. Okay, any questions, comments, or thoughts on what we just did? Okay, the second wide line on Yerchanu Beis Tashma is an interesting case. Behema shehi tila galalim leisim. If a behema kind of defecated into the dough, he says. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Mishalim Nezek Shalem. Rabbi Yehuda says that the owner of the behema is Chayim Nezek Shalem. Rabbi Lazar Omer, Chatzin Nezek. Rabbi Lazar says he's Chayim Chatzin Nezek. My love, Yon Da'ava, Klat Zimne. Is it not the animal has done this three times? This is the way he likes to eliminate himself. He looks for the nice piece of dough. He says, Ubaha Kamiflagi. So we think.
It's dumb everywhere. That is normal.
Well, one second. Yeah, so it's going to be right now. We think it is normal for this animal. He says, "So my love, going to Avitlat Zimne, Bahak Mifliki, Mar Savar Yesh Ha'ada." So the one that says that it's Nezek Shalim, which is Rabbi Yehuda holds, there is Ha'ada. You warn your animals always doing this thing, so Nezek Shalem. Umar Savar Ein Hada, one says no. Lo, the Chadzim, no, it could be he's doing it for the first time. In other words, in Achinami, like you were saying, Yosef, it's Mishuna. It's like it's very unusual the animal should do this. He says, Baha Mishunahu. So the Gemara, Mishunahu, but I'm sorry, it's Mishuna. So the Gemara, so Thorod is Ka'orche. But this is not Kaorche, this is Mishuna. This is the Daki Klei Alma. No, it means the animal had no room to go anywhere else, so it did it, and that's it. Right, not Mishuna. Right. So the Gemara says, Vilema Rav Yehuda Halacha Kisumcha. So what? Wait. No. It's not Mishuna, and the Gemara. If it's Mishuna, it would be like Karen, right. So it's not Mishuna, so it's like Sroro. It's not Mishuna, it's like Sroro. Now the Gemara says, Vilema, why didn't they say Vilema Rabbi Yehuda Lach Kisumchus, Vilema Rabbi Lazar Lach Rabbanan? So if the Nakuta de Machloket is on Sroros, whether they hold like Sumchus or they hold like the Chachamim, why didn't Rabbi Yehuda say Lach Apalo Sumchus, which is Nezek Shalim, and Rabbi Lazar should say Lach Chachamim? So the Gemara says, Galalu. Okay. So we just quoted a machloket between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Lazar, but the animal that went to the bathroom on the piece of dough. And Rav Yehuda says he owes Nezek Shalem, and Rav Lazar holds Chatzi Nezek. And we think it's Talui with the machloka between Simchus and the Chachamim about Chatzi Nezek Sroro, whether Chayim Nezek Shalem or Chatzi Nezek. So the Gemara says, if that's the case, so Rav Yehuda really holds it's Nezek Shalem, which is just like Simchus, and Rav Lazar holds that it's Chatzi Nezek like the Chachamim. So Lema Rav Yehuda Lach Simchus. Why didn't Rav Yehuda say the Halacha follows Simchus instead of saying this whole shekel with this case with the animal going to the bathroom on the dough? So Rav Yehuda should just say the Halacha follows Simchus, and Rav Lazar should say the Halacha follows the Chachamim. So the Gemara says Galalim it's Tzrichalei. So they want to teach us the Halacha by the Galalim. Satadai Kamina whole about the Gufa Gririn. I would think that since the Galalim come from the animal from the animal's body, so it's like it's bad. It's Kigufei Dami. It's like his Guf. And Mamela, it's not a din Sroroed. It's like the animal would be Nazik Shalom for everybody. So Kamash Malan. In other words, that the Galalim, that's like Sroroed. It's not like, in other words, if the animal does something with its body, like with its regel, so then everybody holds its Nazik Shalom. So the Bedavka, they wanted to teach us the case with Galalim, to teach that the Galalim are not like the animal's body. I would have thought it came from the body. So it's like its body. It's like it didn't Sroro. That's what they want to teach us. Okay? Now, four lines from the bottom. Okay. Tashma, the Tani Rami Bar Yechezkel. So Rami Bar Yechezkel taught the following brisa. Tarnagol, if a chicken shows sheet rosho la bir klei zuchuchit, the chicken stuck its head in the air of a glass vessel, bitakabo, and then the chicken, you know, cock-a-doodle-dood into the keli, bishabro, and he broke it with the sound vibrations. Mishalim nezek shalim. So the owner of the chicken owes nezek shalim. But Amar Rav Yosef, Amri Bei Rav, Rav Yosef said that they said in the base medrash, sus shetsanaf, if a horse neighed, the chamorish in the air, and the donkey brayed, the shiberta kalim, they broke kalim, the shalim chatzi nezek. So here we have one brisa that says, in other words, it's talking about the sound waves that an animal makes. So the sound waves, are you chayiv nezek shalim for the sound waves, or you chayiv chatzi nezek for the sound waves? So the Gemara figures that that's like Sroro. It's like it walks around and then sets up the sound wave, and then the sound wave, you know, breaks the keli. So he says, my love, going to Abba Tlat Zimne, is it not that they're talking about this machlok? It's a little unusual machlok. There's one Torah Brisa, and one is Rav Yosef says, Amri Bei Rav. So Amri Bei Rav, you know, I said before, maybe he's from the base manager of Rav. One second, let me take a look. He says, okay. Yeah, the base medrash of Rav, that makes more sense. So we know that Rav is a Tana who palig. Sometimes Rav is like a Tana, it's cholik. So the Brisa says one way, and the base medrash of Rav, they said the other way. Otherwise, I can't understand how they have machloket with the Brisa. So with this machloket, is it Nezek Shalim or Chatzi Nezek? So the Gemara says, again, we've been trying to focus here on whether there's Ha'adah, if it's Shroed or not. Can you knock it up to Nezek Shalim through Ha'adah? So my love, going to Abba Tlat Zimne, is it not that the animals did it three times on the top line of Yitzhedim and Aleph, Uvaha Kamifagi? And the point of my cloak between the Brisa and the base medrash of Rav is, Mar Savar Yesh Ha'adah, so the Brisa holds that there is Ha'adah, and so you have Nezek Shalem, Umar Savar Ain Ha'adah, and the base medrash of Rav holds, no, you can't jack it up, and you're limited to Chatzi Nezek. So the Gemara says, well, no, not necessarily the case. It could be that they did it once. We looked at the Simchus for Rabban and Kamiflagi. They're talking about the Machloket of Simchus and the Chachamim about whether is Shror Chatzi Nezek or Nezek Shalem. But the Gemara says this is Mishuna. This is out of the ordinary. That wouldn't be Shror, so it is regular. So no, it babe is Rani. The Gemara says that there was food in the Keli. So it's normal for an animal to go where the food is. So in other words, the chicken has a glass vessel. In the glass vessel is like wheat, and the chicken sticks its head in the glass vessel, and you know, cock-a-doodle-doos, because it's, I guess maybe it likes the food or whatever. But that the Gemara takes it, if there's food there, that's natural for an animal to do that. So that's what precipitated the braying and the screeching from. So that would be Sroro. That's Sroro, because it sets off the sound vibrations and it breaks it off. But then the question is, Is Sroro in this like Somchus Nezek Shalim, or is it Chatzi Nezek? All right, let's just see a story or two, and then we'll be it. All right, 1 second. I'll talk in a minute. This is about probably get about today. All right, we'll do story. Okay, a certain individual decided that he needed a partition between his and his neighbor's properties. The fact that the wall he planned to build would block the sunlight from his neighbor's windows did not trouble him in the slightest. When his neighbor heard about the plan, he was frantic. He immediately approached his friends in the neighborhood and begged them to convince the wealthy man to abort his plans for a wall. But all of his neighbor's efforts were of no avail. This sounds more like a Sugya Baba Batra. He says, unfortunately, this caused the neighbor so much anguish that shortly after the divider was constructed, he had a heart attack and died. When the man heard about this, he was devastated. He was especially troubled because his inflexibility had caused the man to die. He wondered if he was required to atone for having committed murder, but no one he spoke to could tell him the clear answer. Finally, he approached the Mishnah Halakha, that's the Rabbi Menashe Klein, who explained that he was definitely not responsible for killing his neighbor. The posek replied, he did this to himself. Why are you responsible for his low tolerance for the stress you caused him? We see this clearly from Baba Kama Yudchet and Kedushin Chaf Dalet. In Baba Kama, we find that Rami Bar Kama says the owner of a rooster that sticks its head in the airspace of a glass jar, crows, and breaks the jar must pay for the jar. In Kedushin, the Gemara explains that this statement is not a contradiction to the halakha. The one who scares his friend is only liable in the heavenly court. In the first case, the secondary damage is on an inanimate object, and there is a direct link of cause and effect between the crowing and the breakage. In the second case is the Gemara in Kedushin, you scare somebody, and so you're only chayav b'dinei shemayim. The second case, the man who frightened his friend is not responsible for the damage, since it's the victim who actually frightens himself. He says, you the mevatei nafshe thing. Rashi explains that since a person has understanding, he can only be harmed if he allows himself to be highly strung. Therefore, the one who scares him is only liable in the heavenly court, which also collects for indirect damages. Rabbi Klein concluded, but you definitely need an atonement for having pained your fellow Jew. You must at least take a minute and ask for forgiveness at his grave and support this man's orphans if they need it. In addition, you should accept upon yourself to never knowingly pain another Jew. Okay, please take recording with me.